Martha Lovitz is Vice President of the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce and is here to talk about their International Business and Leadership Conference that takes place August 23rd to the 26th in Palm Springs, California, and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you? Great to be here.
Tell us about the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce.
National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce is the business voice of the LGBT community. We represent 1.4 million LGBT business owners in the United States alone through a network of over 45 local affiliate chambers of commerce. So there's probably one right there in your neck of the woods. What we're most known for is putting the business spin on all of issues facing the LGBT community, and particularly in creating opportunities for LGBT business owners to thrive in this economy. So you may be familiar with the concepts of certification for a minority-owned business that exists for women and other diverse communities. Well, the NGLCC is the only organization in the entire world that can certify a business as being LGBT-owned so that they can take advantage of the billions of dollars that exist in contracts and procurement opportunities set aside just for minority business owners.
Tell us about the NGLCC International Conferences coming up in Palm Springs.
On August 23rd to 26th, the NGLCC is hosting the 2016 International Business and Leadership Conference. It is the largest LGBT business event in the entire world. We're expecting over 1,000 attendees, which include LGBT business owners and professionals, corporate buyers from over 160 corporations, government leaders, and not to mention a few big surprises, including a performance by the one and only Melissa Etheridge. So if you are any kind of LGBT business owner or someone who wants to work with really phenomenal diverse-owned companies, you need to be at Palm Springs for this conference. It offers workshops and learning opportunities with world-renowned business coaches, matchmaking opportunities with hundreds of business professionals that want to buy your goods and services, and not to mention the ability to connect with our global network, and I mean global, because NGLCC is not only right here in the U.S., but we're also in 11 countries around the world, and they're all going to be represented here at this conference. So you cannot make more connections in the course of a week than you can at the NGLCC conference.
What would you like to accomplish at this conference?
The NGLCC conference is the best place for someone in business to network with those like them and with allies in the community who want to help create the more opportunities for LGBT businesses to thrive. So for me personally, my favorite part is meeting with business owners from cities large and small from all over the world and hearing about their story, hearing how they are proving the cynics wrong that you can, in fact, be out and successful at the same time without it being mutually exclusive. And especially now that we're focusing so much on a global perspective, hearing what companies are doing both at the small business level and at the huge multinational corporate level to foster economic opportunity is a way to keep our community strong and growing around the world. It's really inspiring, and I know every year people leave feeling like they've just left summer camp reunion and can't wait till next year to get back together and talk about all the success that they've created.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, I personally have been involved in the LGBT civil rights and advocacy movement for several years now. I started off as an openly gay Broadway and television performer years ago and worked on television as an openly gay actor for a long time. And during that time, organizations like the Human Rights Campaign, the Trevor Project, and GLAAD approached me and said, "You're young and passionate and interested in doing all this great work for the community. What would you like to do?" And I said, "Put me out in the field. I want to be at college campuses and I want to be at events getting particularly young people to care about this movement, especially as we saw marriage equality coming closer and closer to achieving fruition. We didn't want to lose that momentum after it happened." So I've stayed in this fight ever since, and one of the first organizations I got to speak with and for was the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, and I'm really honored to be on staff heading up their communications and messaging and public policy and helping make the world a better place for LGBT people to do business.
what would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
In the next few years, I want to see a commitment from the federal government to unifying all of the laws that exist across the country into one single blanket platform for equal protection, such as the ones that are included in the Equality Act that bring opportunity and inclusion in the workplace, in public accommodations, in voting rights, and access to credit, but also for the things left out of it that really influence how strong we are as a country, which are basic economic protections like equal access to venture capital funding, and more importantly, the right for every single LGBT business owner in America to be able to bid on the federal contracts that we're paying for everybody else to have access to. So really completing this powerful series of gestures from the Obama administration in recent years to include everyone in access to the American dream, and then continue that on hopefully through the Clinton administration.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
As someone who was an LGBT youth who really struggled with who I was and where I fit in and how to be accepted, I know that finding opportunity models, people who are out there in the media, in your world, in your schools, in your universities, that are doing what you want to be doing, identifying them, connecting with them, and having some support from them to know that you're not alone and that there are people like you succeeding out there in the world and that you've got to stick with it and you too can achieve everything that you've ever wanted. We live in an incredible time where there are more social services than ever before, more digital services than ever before to help preserve anonymity for young LGBTQ people. So making sure that we have access to that, I think we're seeing a lot of phenomenal support from corporate America help push some of these programs forward using the employee resource groups of their companies, working with small businesses like the NGLCC's family of companies to put these programs right in front of those who need it most at the local level.
How can people get information about the NGLCC International Business and Leadership Conference in Palm Springs?
Check out nglcc.org, the NGLCC, Facebook and Twitter. Join us, join your local affiliate wherever you are across the country or around the world and get involved with our movement for economic equality.
What other projects are you working on?
The NGLCC is always in motion working on new projects. Not only do we have our signature events like the NGLCC International Business and Leadership Conference, we also have the National Dinner held in Washington every year recognizing the best successes in LGBT business. We also have the Best of the Best Awards that we do in partnership with the National Business Inclusion Consortium that recognizes the best companies in America for diversity and inclusion across all segments, not just LGBT, but also women and people of color and disabilities and veterans. We also have programs that we do in partnership with organizations like the U.S. Small Business Administration, bringing their LGBT Business Builder program to all 50 states to make sure that every business owner in America has access to resources and education and the benefits of NGLCC LGBT Business Enterprise certification to grow their business. So wherever you are in the country, there's a major initiative coming your way. And on the political front, NGLCC is the leader in creating public policy that brings opportunity to an LGBT business person. Just last year, our work advocating for the inclusion of LGBT businesses made Massachusetts the first state in the entire country to recognize an LGBT business owner in the billions of dollars that they spend on contracting every year. We now have California, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and multiple other states who are considering such legislation already in the works so that hopefully we have all 50 states recognizing and welcoming LGBT businesses just like they do everybody else. Because you can't have full equality until you have economic equality as well.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I wish more people would ask, how do I gay it forward? Which is something that I'm fortunate to hear a lot, especially right here at home in New York, from wonderful, successful people who, while on their way up the ladder, are being reminded to reach their hand down or pull someone up with them. So I think we can all ask each other more, what can we do to help? How can we be of service to each other in our community and not leave anyone behind as we're continuing to have all of these great social and economic advancements for LGBTQ people?
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
You know, I do. I've always held close to the Margaret Mead quote that you can never underestimate the power of a small group of committed people to changing the world, because, in fact, it's the only thing that ever has. And I really believe that that's true. And I work with some incredible people at Team NGLCC and at LGBT groups around the country that are proving that a few small, committed, dedicated, passionate people can and are changing the world for the best. And that has a major ripple effect on getting more people, LGBT and allied, into the fight. So never think that your voice or your vote doesn't matter.